Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Accord models. Named America's best midsize sedan by Car and Driver. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Experience the joy of a new Honda for yourself at your local Memphis area Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models. Car and Driver, January 2019.
Yuengling Golden Pilsner. A beer so crisp, refreshing, and smooth. When you crack one open, it makes any occasion golden. A night out with the ladies.
I might call it a night. A night to remember.
Game day with your buddies.
Beer man, Pilsner here. And here, 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 and here.
Happy hours come to life.
Could I get a Yuengling Golden Pilsner? You know what? Make it a bucket.
Yes, with Yuengling Golden Pilsner, card games get wilder.
I should probably fold. But I'd rather go all in.
Even backyard bonfires feel more alive.
Hey guys, I brought my guitar.
And my drums.
So no matter where the day takes you, crack open a smooth, refreshing, six generations in the making Yuengling Golden Pilsner. And make your day golden. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
What do you think about the Chandler Parsons trade?
Man, I would have taken the mascot. Are you kidding me? There's nobody that I wouldn't take. Is anybody willing to take Parsons for us? Okay, that's all I can say. Elated. I'm ordering stuff from Amazon Prime today.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Just a wee bit, and that's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say. Whack down the fairway.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what is this we're listening to?
That's Straight Down the Middle by Bing Crosby. That's the best I can do and come up with a good
Oh, no. We're missing Chris. We're going to call Chris back. We're going to try Chris again. Play the song. Play the song while we listen to it. Here we go.
And I was never keener to play. I heard it ping down the middle. It went sing. The middle.
Chris is a genius.
The life of a golfer is not all gloom.
You listen to nothing else.
Always the lies in the locker room. And I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel, I say.
All right, we're going to try this again.
It went straight.
Chris is back. This is Bing Crosby. Did you know this song? Were you aware of this song? Did you have to look it up?
Oh, I had to look it up. I don't know what happened, when it was cut off, but I was saying. That's the only decent song I could find that was about golf, and so this will not be a theme week with our songs. It's a one-day-only situation.
What games, what sports have good songs?
Well, Basketball by Curtis Blow, one of the greatest songs of all time.
Baseball, Put Me in, Coach.
Baseball, plenty of baseball.
Baseball.
John Fogerty.
Right.
Maybe one of my very, I think one of the greatest songs of all, Brown Eyed Handsome Man by Chuck Berry, has a verse about baseball, a classic verse that sort of evokes Willie Mays and Jackie Robinson. I think baseball is top of the list, but
right.
Basketball,
there are some
basketball. Good boxing songs too.
Is there a football song at all? Besides like
I'm sure
Super Bowl
there is.
Shuffle and stuff like that, like
Corey Smith has Every Dog Has His Day. He was a student at Georgia, and it's like the drive back from
dogs.
I think it's the drive back from Jacksonville after they just got smoked by Florida again.
I mean, there's the ones that are done, like the Super Bowl shuffle kind of ones. But if there's some, I don't really know. And have you ever, I'm not familiar with your golf game. Have you ever played golf?
I played golf twice when I was in high school, and that was the beginning and end of my golf history. I mean, I'm down for a little mini golf with my kids here and there, but I played golf, actual golf, twice. Not the same place. Once was at Audubon, and the other was at Overton Park.
I got you. Okay. Onward to the NBA and to the Memphis Grizzlies. You went through this Iguodala thing over the weekend. I don't know that there's much to add. It's just interesting how long they'll wait. Do you have any sense of how long? And by the way, when are they going to talk again? I'm not trying to beat them over the head about talking, but at some point they're going to, I presume, talk about everything they've done during this offseason to make the team better, right?
I don't know. I was planning on putting in a request in that area for myself.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're planning to do some kind of presser or press conference. I would rather talk to them directly if I can.
Yeah.
Than some kind of scrum.
Right.
But you know the Iguodala thing. No one knows. The one bit of business that hasn't happened that does have to happen, and I think will happen soon, is Taylor Jenkins has not announced the coaching staff. I talked to someone last week about when is this happening, and the only response I got was like, soon, I hope. So that's something. I don't know if they don't think they have a press availability to announce assistant coaches, but that is a bit of business that hasn't happened that does have to happen.
Dwight Howard is still on the roster, right?
Yeah.
What's going to happen with Dwight Howard? I mean, I know he's not going to play for them, but what's?
I think he will be. If his contract is not needed in some kind of trade between now and the start of training camp, they'll just waive him. I think it is highly likely he just gets waived. They're keeping him around, I think, keeping the contract around on the books in case it could be useful in a trade. And I gather there's not a lot of – this is just my supposition. No one's told me this, but – I gather there's not a lot of, urge to set him free so he can sign somewhere else. I don't know if he's got a landing spot anywhere.
I got you. Just to clean up a few other things, you also pointed out in this in the notebook that you put up that they have not renounced Justin Holiday, Joakim Noah, or Tyler Dorsey.
Well, Justin Holiday is now signed somewhere, so he's off the books now. I wrote that before that happened.
He's signed off the book. Right.
He's not going to Indiana. You don't have to renounce someone if they sign elsewhere. Disappear. But no, you don't have to renounce your rights to a free agent unless you need that money to do something, and the Grizzlies have never been at that point.
So they'll just go off.
Technically speaking, it was actually funny. I'll tweet this out. I was looking at their roster stuff on ESPN, and on their center depth chart, it had Dwight Howard and Joakim Noah both there, right? And Chip's passing in the night. That'll be they are technically teammates in some degree, for right now.
And then I don't know if we ever talked to you about the Josh Jackson deal. What do you think of Josh Jackson? What did you think about that deal? And what do you think about his prospects with the Grizzlies going forward?
I am skeptical of him. He's got massive, I think I speak for you in this regard, a little reticent about writing off people for all four problems, given the Zach Randolph history in Memphis, right? But there are some serious concerns about him off the floor. And the other thing is that he hasn't been good on the floor. So he may not be good, setting aside the off-court stuff. I think on that deal, he was the headline in it. And even when I wrote it initially, he was in the headline. I sort of went back later and sort of commented on that because I wrote the headline. He was the headline in the deal because he's the most highly paid, most prominent player in the trade. He was a top five pick 2 years ago. In reality, I think he was the least important part of that trade for the Grizzlies. They basically, if you put all the pieces together, they basically paid $3.5 million for a good second round pick, DeAnthony Melton, and the chances of another good second round pick, and Josh Jackson with a lottery ticket attached to that transaction. And so I think he was the thing they cared about least in that deal.
Interesting.
And getting off of his money is the reason Phoenix made the deal. Phoenix made that deal to cut $8 million of Josh Jackson down to $3.5 million to buy out Kyle Korver.
So they
paid extra
Rubio
to do so.
Yeah.
In some ways, it's almost like when the Grizzlies traded Hashim Thabeet. They attached other stuff to get off of Hashim Thabeet. That's basically what Phoenix did with Josh Jackson. And so the Grizzlies didn't make that trade to get Josh Jackson. They had him. And so, I mean, I think you have to assume like he'll be on the team, and they'll have to make a decision in late October about his player option for not this coming season, for the next season. I think there's a very good chance they decline that, and it'll be an unrestricted free agent after next season. But I don't assume, and I alluded to this last thing I wrote at the very end, I wouldn't put it in, etch it in stone that he's on the team next season. They have more players than roster spots. Even if they waive Howard and they waive Rab, they still have one more player than roster spots. If an Iguodala trade doesn't clarify all that one way or another, and they're just going to have to cut somebody, I think it's most likely that they, at that point, you cut Solomon Hill or Miles Plumlee, you know, because they literally are just contracts for the most part. But as I wrote in that thing, Josh Jackson was the least important return on that trade. And in the Utah trade, honestly, Grayson Allen was the least important return in the Utah trade.
Right.
Those were lottery tickets attached to transactions that were about the other stuff. And so it would not shock me if they just decided, you know, before the season started, yeah, maybe not. I don't think that will happen, but it would not shock me.
It's interesting. Because of Zach Randolph, I think rather than there's almost this inclination to think that Memphis has some magical curative property towards second chancers, because we saw what a success Zach Randolph became here. There's no magical curative property about playing in Memphis. You do hope he can figure it out, but there's obviously nothing to suggest one way or another that he will or will not. Has he been? And you can address that if you want. Has he been not good, or has he only been good fleetingly in moments in his career?
He's put up some raw numbers because he's gotten playing time, but his shooting has been really bad. His defense has not been – defense was his calling card and has not been particularly good yet. You know, he's a young wing with athleticism, and so it's the kind of thing – and he puts up some degree of numbers because he plays – but he hasn't been good. It's in some ways a lower level version of like the Andrew Wiggins thing in Minnesota, right? Like he's got the pedigree and he's averaged whatever points per game, but when people watch him close, like he's not good. And so, you know, he is only 22, and so who knows what the future holds. But, you know, there's a better than even chance. He's just not good.
Right. We continue to sort of look around the NBA at what happened during this offseason. And there's two tracks. There's the teams that have been loading up, and we've talked about them a little bit. And then there's the teams that have been unloading and have been said, we're in this for the long haul. Let's see what this is going to look like in 3 years. We're going to get as many draft picks as we can. Who would you rather be? Whose collection of assets would you rather have right now between Memphis, New Orleans, and Oklahoma City? How do you size those three up?
Oh, I think you have to say New Orleans,
right?
Because New Orleans sort of has both, right?
Right.
Like Oklahoma City has a boatload of future draft picks and stuff like that, and they have, I think, one good cornerstone, potential cornerstone in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The Grizzlies have two potential good cornerstones in Jaren Jackson Jr. and John Morant, maybe three if you really believe in Brandon Clark. And they have done a good job building up their draft asset base. Like they're now in the positive, not the negative in that regard, but they don't have the bounty. But New Orleans got both. Like they got the bounty of the draft stuff from the Lakers. They have Zion Williamson. Their other two rookies, and then N'Keal Alexander-Walker and Jackson Hayes, look great in the summer league. And so I think New Orleans has the best, you know, in terms of players and draft assets, they have the best sort of total base of stuff to work with of those three teams.
What's interesting about it is they did a very good job this summer, there's no question. But so much of New Orleans being New Orleans right now is luck. They lucked into Anthony Davis the first time around, and so they therefore had him to get the bushel of assets. And then they lucked into Zion Williamson the second time around, and so they have the – now, they were also smart. I don't dispute that, but it is sort of interesting. Whereas I think Oklahoma City – to the extent they are poised, like theirs is more just brains. Like, they, it's who they drafted. It's persuading Paul George to come and sign a contract so they could then – I mean, isn't New Orleans – like, they've done a good job with it, but it's
luck. They're still living in the echo of having Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook 3 years in a row out of the draft, right?
Right.
Like, you got all those – you got – you know, you just got those two picks from – from Houston for Westbrook and trading him. You the George thing, you have to scale back like multiple trades ago, but like they got Paul George because they had stuff to give up to get Paul George, and they got the stuff they got up, they gave up to get Paul George because of other stuff they had. And so they could have done a good job of keeping those assets churning and not letting them disappear.
Right.
But the founding boon of what Oklahoma City created was, and you have to give them credit for hitting on the picks, right? They didn't take a shame to beat. I mean, they might have, actually. The Grizzlies believe they would if they let them slip up to three, but, you know, they got those three players with top five picks 3 years in a row.
Right. Well, I give them no credit for the Kevin Durant thing, and I give them full marks for hitting on the other two because they didn't have to take those two. The Durant, anyone would have taken Durant. So no question New Orleans is one. Whose situation is better, Grizzlies or Oklahoma City?
That's a tough call. It depends on what degree you believe in the players on hand. I am sold, pretty sold on Jaren Jackson Jr. I'm optimistic on John Morant. I would give the Grizzlies maybe a slight edge just because they have Jaren Jackson Jr. And, you know, the value of draft picks tends to – it's like the used car, the car driving right off the car lot. I mean, their value tends to decrease as you exercise them for the most part. And so, like, Oklahoma City sort of certainly has more shots at it than the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies have already hit on one. And so – you know, how many shots is it going to take for Oklahoma City to hit in a commensurate fashion?
Right.
Like, is it going to take two or three or four of those shots to get that one big prize?
Well, and not a lot of their – well, and of course, not a lot of their picks are premium picks except for their own now. Their own might be premium picks. Those are really the best picks they have because they have offloaded so much stuff. Do you believe Chris Paul will ultimately be offloaded this year?
Well, it's tricky. I mean, I think he'd be offloaded today if they could.
Right.
It's tricky because of the magnitude of that contract. There's very few places for him to go. I mean, I think Miami, there's a deal maybe to be made, but Miami is hard capped, and they'd be really careful on the money side. You know, people have wondered about Minnesota. When I talked to Britt Robson on Friday, like, he seemed to indicate that, like, Minnesota sort of knows they're not in the playoffs this year, and they're okay with that. So he didn't seem to think that they're, like, desperate to, like, make short-term moves. And beyond those two, like, I don't know. I mean, if they want to buy him out, I'm sure the Lakers will sign him right up, right? It's for the DeAndre Iguodala thing. Right. It's like a greater version of the Iguodala thing. The size of the contract makes it harder to slip him.
Chris, thank you very much. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Read his stuff over there at the Daily Memphian. If you're noticing cracks in the walls of your home, your floors are sinking or sloping, if you've got water coming in somewhere, call Redeemers Group. Local company that's been doing this for more than a decade. It's foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling at Redeemers Group. 541-8765 is the phone number. They will send someone to your house. It will not cost you a single penny to get their sense of whether something is going wrong. If there is something going wrong, mention my name, Jeff Calkins, and you will get $50 off the repair project. Seriously, no reason not to call. It's free. 541-8765 or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. All right. Our poll is, and this came, of course, all started because of the tweet from Kyle Porter over the weekend. We all acknowledge it was just a tweet. It's not that big a deal. Okay?
Agreed.
We acknowledge that. We're using this as a point, as a larger, to ask a larger
springboard
question. A springboard, as you will. The tweet was, beautiful picture of the golf course over there in Ireland, Northern Ireland, and with the following words. Imagine how jarring it's going to be to go to Memphis, Tennessee for a golf tournament next week. That was the tweet. I've had some people, minority, tell me that's not, there was nothing critical about that. Jarring simply means the contrast between chilly old Northern Ireland and
Portrush, Northern Ireland.
Yeah, no, it's you can't read that as not a slam at something, right? Imagine a beautiful picture. Imagine how jarring it's going to be to go to Memphis, Tennessee for a golf tournament next week. That is an insult. It just is.
Yes.
And then in response, he tweeted to everyone's pummeling him, Memphis Twitter going after him, "Please stop. I'm a fan of curing cancer. It was a reference to the golf course. Memphis is great. Yay, barbecue. Go Grizz. Penny forever." Simply pointing out the difference between Port Rush and Southwind. Was his, and then some were as angry about that because it seemed to be, what was the word you used? Condescending.
Condescending.
Seemed to be condescending as they were about the first thing. All of this has caused me to question whether, because then Dan Wolkin said Memphis has got to grow up and be too, because we're too sensitive. And so it has caused me to ask this fundamental question.
Your word is irony.
Are we too sensitive? We have put a poll up. And what's the current standings of the poll?
So Jeff, with 645 votes tallied, we got a neck and neck race
between
29% of the vote goes to GTFO.
Yeah, it would be get the out.
At 27%, we got a tie for second. Of course, we are. Along with sure with reason.
Sure,
and
with
then
reason.
Lastly, at 17%, every city is.
Every city is too sensitive. Okay, we'll take your thoughts on this. And on whether you thought, if you wanted to explain to me he wasn't insulting Memphis, you can. You can try, or the golf course. That's fine, too. Kyle Porter is going to be on with GP later on today. But the question is Memphis too sensitive? Those were the choices. What do you think? 5353776. This goes to our civic psyche, ladies and gentlemen. Where are you on this? 5353776. 5353776. We'll take your calls when we return. It's Jeff Gawkinshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I have a new favorite dessert in the city. It's Bounty's Key Lime Pie. I don't even tend to love key lime pie, but I love this key lime pie. It's fresh, it's cool, it's tangy, and it's perfect for summer. In fact, Bounty is the perfect place for a memorable summer dinner or brunch. The other day, some friends and I started with the jumbo pan-seared scallops served with sweet corn, house-smoked bacon, and white truffle oil. They were flat out incredible. We had the fried Gulf oysters because, I'll be honest, I always have the fried Gulf oysters at Bounty, but we also had the pan-roasted summer flounder, the steamed mussels, and the garden ratatouille. Add a glass of white wine at Bounty because of their unique Coravin wine system. All of their wines are available by the glass, and it's the perfect summer meal. The place is beautiful, the service is attentive, and the key lime pie is, I promise you this, the best you've ever had. Bounty is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call 901-410-8131 or visit them at bountyonbroad.com to add some joy to your summer days.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing. Got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it, we understand it, we live it, and Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip.
Sounds like there's a party going on. But something's missing. Surprise! The birthday gal's arrived. And thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent. What's your case worth? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Be my love, my little great dove, my push in my shirt, my Helen above, and we tumble down like Jack and Jill.
Phone number is 535-3776. 535-3776 is the phone number. Is Memphis too sensitive? I love Memphis, but he isn't wrong. # get over yourselves, says G.I. Joe Lane 901. GP says, you and I are on the same page. Getting offended because someone notes two courses and two cities are very different seems bananas to me. And if the implication is that one is preferable to the other, well, that's still a non-outlandish opinion to possess. 535-3776. Are we too sensitive? Should we get over ourselves, or should they get the F? Stop taking gratuitous slams at Memphis. Those are your options. 535-3776. We start with Sean in East Memphis. Sean, you're on.
I don't think we're being too sensitive at all. I don't know what Guy was trying to accomplish by tweeting something like that, but it just seems... If you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say it at all, especially on Twitter.
How about the idea that he wasn't saying anything that wasn't nice? He was simply noting the contrast between the two. That he was, it wasn't a, there was nothing. He was just saying they're different.
He was taking a shot at Memphis.
There's no question. He was not just saying they're different. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 5353776, 5353776 is the phone number. Are we too sensitive, ladies and gentlemen? Raymond in Millington, you're on.
Yes, we're too sensitive, Jeff.
Are we?
And I'll take it a step further. We're too sensitive because we have this inferiority complex towards Nashville, our, I guess you could say, sister city. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, when you can't really be sensitive when you look at it, from a city standpoint, everything we get here is like too late. So Tiger Lane to me was 20 years too late. We should have been had that. You got a city school board and a city council that argues over everything. And so that takes too long to get here. We should have had the Grizzlies a long time ago. So I think his basic comment, and he's probably referring to, he said the course, but he may have been also talking about the weather. You can't get him upset with the man over there. He's probably right.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
535-3776, 3776 is the phone number. You make the argument, Jeffrey, that he was clearly talking about the course. That's what you believe. But then why did he say Memphis, Tennessee? Imagine going from this to Memphis, Tennessee. It's going to be jarring. And by the way, jarring is not, the contrast between this and it was beautiful. It's jarring to go. It's clearly was a, the way most people interpreted it, and I think that stands to reason, is that it was a shot. If he may not have been intending the shot.
For the record, I do think it was a shot.
Because
I responded to him. I responded to him immediately. I said it's no different than the week after going from Pebble Beach when they had, Pebble Beach is arguably one of the most beautiful places.
You could have taken a picture at Pebble Beach and said, imagine from going this to where was the week after Pebble
Connecticut.
Beach?
Connecticut. It was the exact same thing. It's another TPC course up in rural Connecticut. So to me, there's no difference. But Kyle is a part of kind of a new age golf media that is very in tune with, they're kind of the cool kids, if you will. And I don't mean that negatively. I do mean like I enjoy Kyle's work. Like I actually am a fan of Kyle. But they have been on, ever since this tournament was announced, ever since they moved the WGC from Akron to Memphis, there was this eye roll. Yeah, again, this is just another example of the tour catering to FedEx and FedEx wanting it. And to which I would respond,
When you stroke
a check that they do every single year, yeah, that's exactly what it was. And I don't have a problem with that. But there's this segment of
you really think it's all about Southwind? Or is it about Memphis?
No, it is about, it's about, yet again, the tour just catering to corporate desires and money and whatnot, to which, again, I say, yeah, that's how this, that's how the world.
That's how they pay the bills, right?
Yeah, that's how the world, that's how you have, that's, yes, that's why we have all these stupid FedEx Cup standings and whatnot on golf broadcasts and whatnot. But to me, they have been, that segment doesn't like the idea that now a World Golf Championship is being played, as they refer to it, at the office park in Memphis. And, like, I do, I'm not personally the biggest fan of TPC Southwind as a golf course. Like, I don't think it's all that interesting. I think it's a lot of manufactured trouble and whatnot. But that's not the point. The point is, FedEx said, we are happy to up the amount of money that we are giving to the PGA Tour to supporting this. In return, we think that this city deserves a bigger tournament and a bigger field, and we want something from you if we're going to make this type of financial commitment. And that's exactly what happened. And so, to me, this all stems from kind of this giant echo chamber of the cool kids in golf media kind of talking to themselves, going like, wouldn't it be great if you had a World Golf Championship, you know, on a links course in the British Isles, and we don't have enough links golf? And to which I fundamentally agree. Like, yeah, I do think it would be cool to see more.
I mean,
more.
It's beautiful to watch a golf to watch from Pebble Beach or to watch from this weekend.
100%.
It was beautiful. There's no question.
I wish that they would play, you know, some of the finest courses in the world. Like, I, as a golf fan, I want to see the greatest players play these types of golf courses. But I also understand that's just not the way the world works.
Right.
And
yeah, if the point is that, as Gary said in his tweet, it's not a ridiculous opinion to saying that one is preferable to the other. That is true. Like, if you, but then stand by it. Like, then,
yeah,
then it was a shot. And but I'll tell you why this bothered, why I fired back. There's two things. The main one is that I just get sick of it. Like, I just get sick of it.
Yeah.
I think people take easy shots at Memphis all the time. And so, is that make you too sensitive? To me, actually, I think the right answer to our poll is yes, we're sensitive, and it's understandable. I think that's the correct answer to the poll. So it doesn't actually make you mean you're too sensitive. You're sensitive, and it's understandable. Because people are easy all the time dumping on Memphis, taking gratuitous shots at Memphis. And I do think there is an element of, it's funny, because when our last caller just started rattling off all our problems, there is a difference between, it's the old, we can say it about ourselves, mm-hmm. but you can't,
yeah.
Right? We can acknowledge the issues that we have with education. We can acknowledge the issues we have with poverty. We can acknowledge, indeed, if we don't, we're being blind. We should acknowledge those issues in a serious way in order to come to grips with them. But if someone from Nashville calls us Memphrica, well, then screw you, like, at that point. And that's what people are reacting to. The truth of the matter is that most cities are, at some level, quote-unquote, sensitive. People in most cities are sensitive. The only ones that really aren't are the cities that are so unbelievably, objectively praised and magnificent that they don't, like, San Francisco's not sensitive. I don't imagine.
You know, another city that's really sensitive?
To slams on San Francisco. I don't think New York is sensitive. They're New York. They don't have to be sensitive, right? To slams at New York. If you're those cities, Chicago, is Chicago sensitive? No, Chicago's self-confident enough not to be sensitive.
Yeah, Chicago seems pretty happy with
its place. It's like if you are Bill Gates and someone takes a shot at your bank account, you're like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't really, or
yeah.
Whatever. If you're
George
Clooney and someone tweets that you're ugly, it's easier to kind of shrug that off, right?
I would think.
Because you know you're not.
Yeah.
But if you are the bagel guy and the short bagel guy mm-hmm. and someone, now he was off, the, he was, if, and someone tweets that you're short, then I've been hearing this my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a big element of this. What other, who will you say is not sensitive or
no,
is
no,
sensitive?
No. I know another city that's really sensitive that's flying under the radar here.
What?
Nashville.
Is Nashville sensitive?
Oh yeah.
Nashville ever get slammed anymore?
Oh yeah, no. If you make like a
if
you
what?
Make
a country if you get a if you make a not enough teeth joke
or
a but that's more Knoxville, those stupid cliche jokes, right?
Right, the East Tennessee, yeah. No, I mean if you point out that you know, Nashville's not a self-aware town, or that Nashville's now a town of transplants and no one's from there. Like, they, well, you're just jealous. Like, they immediately make the straw man argument. They do believe that the best offense is, or the best defense is a right. good offense. So.
I do acknowledge that we are sensitive. I do acknowledge that. And you saw it on Twitter, which was just mostly in good fun. People like on Twitter. This didn't ruin anyone's weekend. I do acknowledge that we are sensitive, but there's a reason we're sensitive. And the reason is we put up with too much of that crap from people by and large who haven't been here, haven't spent time here, don't know a damn thing about the city. And it's easy to take shots at Memphis in a way that you, as you point out, did people tweet the same thing about, where was it in Connecticut?
TPC River Highlands. So it's like, I think it's right outside of Hartford, somewhere outside of Hartford.
Yeah. And the answer is probably, the answer is probably no. All right, we're going to move on. The other interesting thing over the weekend was, our man Pat Fitzgerald from Northwestern had a little bit of a get off my lawn moment.
Boy, did he.
At the Big Ten Media Days. And he was talking about phones. Here he is.
These things. I think phones, I think technology has been the decline in attendance, number one. I think, you know, watching young people today live like this instead of like that. You know, Stacey and I were out on a date last night, and there was two groups of couples sitting next to us, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm old. Like, not one of the four couples were talking to each other. They were all on their phones, and it just drove me up to wall. I literally wanted to be like a dad and go, like, give me your phone, talk to each other. I mean, this is pathetic. So it was really, really pathetic, and I think that's just, it's just changed the way a lot of younger people and younger fans intake is all through technology. And I mean, you watch a concert and everybody's holding their phone up. Like, listen, watch, take it in, create a memory. Cause they don't go back and watch the videos. They just want to post it on their social media, which is pathetic because it creates a society of, look at me, isn't my life great? Even though when they go home, they're like, I hate myself. I hate my life. Everything's wrong. So I think it's a big cause. I think it's the root cause, number one. You know, I think the fans that grew up going and tailgating and the fans that grew up going to the stadiums 4 hours before the games are getting a little older. And I think the next and younger generation of fans are more reliant on technology. They'd rather have 12 TVs set up in their TV watching cave.
Agreed.
Then go to a game and experience the pageantry and the tailgating. So I think it's definitely things that we need to look at as a brand, college football, on how we can maybe create that type of environment and experience while respecting our communities and our neighborhoods to make sure the experiences that are happening don't impede on those neighborhoods.
A couple things there. One, the question was, why is attendance down? Right?
Yes.
I don't really think attendance is down because of phones. Do you?
No. I think attendance is down because now you don't have to pay to go see your team play. They're
right,
every game's on television.
TVs, and it's a great experience, et cetera. So it's sort of electronics, but it's nothing to do with phones. When he says attendance is down because of phones, I think that's...
No, it's wider television contracts. It's the fact that every single game is on TV now.
And it's a great, TV's an incredible experience. Okay. In fact, the phones would argue the other, because you can still then, because you have your phone, you can keep up better with other games.
Or you can show people you are indeed at the game.
Okay, so let's put that aside. He was wrong about that. The reason people aren't going to games isn't because of phones.
Yes.
Is his larger issue with phones that, quote unquote, kids these days are on their phones all the time and don't experience real life and aren't talking to each other, is it a get off the lawn moment? Yes. Is it also true? Yes.
Does it also have anything to do with attendance?
No. We're putting aside the attendance.
Yes, I agree.
Thing, but now we're
I agree
on
with
the...
Him. Yes, I agree with his larger point.
The larger point is true, isn't it?
Yes, I do agree with his larger point that...
That if you... I mean, I'm noticing it more and more with one of my kids. I won't say who. That we go to dinner and he has his phone out. Like...
Peter?
Put the damn phone away. Just during dinner, put the phone away.
Yes, I do... agree with his larger point.
And then very interesting with this point about concerts is, do you ever go back and look at those videos again? Or you are doing them to post them so other people, that's why you're doing it. You're not there to capture the moment so you can go back and relive it again, are you? Do you go back and look at concert videos again?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, because I love like live performances. Like I love watching.
So you'll go back and watch the video that you took.
Yes. Now, for the most part, I actually don't really take video. But when I have taken video at concerts, because I usually if I take a video, it's usually of a song that I really want to see live. And so yes, I do go back and watch it. And the truth is, I really don't post it. But yes, for me,
I think you're an exception.
I am in general though. I don't like taking video at because I agree with them. Like. Part of the experience is being there and taking it in.
Have you ever? I've done that before. I have before had to decide, am I going to video this or am I going to watch it?
Yes.
And I do think those are different things. I think if you're videoing it, there is...
I completely agree.
You're putting a little bit of an element between you and whatever it is you're videoing. You're not completely... Even if I go to one of my kids' concerts, I think, am I going to video this or am I going to watch it? And you can tell yourself that you're watching it if you're videoing it, but it's not the same. I don't believe it's the same. I love the folks at Triumph Bank.
Yeah, we do.
And it's not just because of what they do for me. It's because of what they do for the community. I told you about Naya. She is a recent graduate of Freedom Prep, been working at Girls Inc., some income coming in, but didn't have a checking account, didn't know anything about it, had never actually stepped into a bank before. And that can be intimidating if you think about it. Like, what if you don't know anything about a bank? How do you set up an account? How do you do anything? Well, folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby, of which she was a part, to teach folks like Maya about financial literacy, set her up with a checking account, very first debit card. Can you imagine that? Not knowing how a debit card works or figuring out a debit card. Now you have a debit card. And they are going to work with dozens in the program to help them improve their own financial futures. It's the same kind of personal service. Same kind of personal touch that they give to every single person who walks through their doors. Triumph Bank is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you. When we come back, the one story you have been waiting for. And Scott Morris is going to join us from Church Health when we return. It's Jeff Gawkinger, 92.9 FM ESPN.
When the sand gets hot, you got to move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales, Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
There's a chance your local Geico agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, not in my sandwich.
What?
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Welcome to Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English.
And yellow are for social studies. And purple is for music. And are we twins?
No.
Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's doorbuster notebooks for 10 cents. 10 cents in-store or online at officedepot.com. Limit 4.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs. Waiting on something to happen. I just said...
I was out at Oak Hall this weekend. Did you see the photo that I tweeted of from Oak Hall this weekend? It was unbelievable. It was of Jake's 10th birthday, and he had a cake. And the cake was a perfect photo of a Dalmatian. And there's a picture of Jake looking at the cake. It was absolutely fantastic. He wanted the cake. And then they served ice cream. Now, he's a Dalmatian, so what kind of ice cream do you think they serve? Chocolate chip ice cream, because it looks like Jake. That was from Sweet Magnolia. It was unbelievably good. And then they had little cookies that looked like it was wonderful. Everyone was in there. Lots of people in there for the golf tournament. The semi-annual sale still ongoing, and so people are getting great deals. You know, I'll stop by. Penny Hardaway stopped by. There was the designer named Fresh who was there. And so Penny was there to see Fresh and his work. So it was a fun day, but then every day. You feel better anytime you go into Oak Hall. They won't necessarily have a Dalmatian cake if you go today, but they will have the semi-annual sale that will still be ongoing. So get yourself to Oak Hall, and we're going to get ourselves to the one story that you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
All right, as promised, joined now by Scott Morris, who dreamt up and created Church Health, which has been serving. Scott, how many years and how many patients?
So September 1st, it will be 33 years, and we currently care for 70,000 people in Memphis.
70,000 people in Memphis. Yeah. Most of these uninsured.
Yeah, almost everybody's uninsured. You know, our niche is people working in low-wage jobs who don't have health insurance. The people who work to make our lives comfortable. They cook our food. They take care of our children. They wash our dishes. The one they dig our graves. They don't complain.
Give me an example of, by the way, tomorrow's Giving Day, which is why we're doing this and urging folks to give to Church Health. Anything you give, if you go to the website, you'll figure out how to do it. But everything you give will be matched tomorrow. There's Scott's going to be in a horse tournament, too, which I'm going to can't wait to see in a moment. But give me an example of a someone who might walk through the doors of Church Health.
Yeah, so, I mean, we see many, many people who are just doing those jobs that most of us can't imagine doing. So, I mean, one person comes to mind. He's been working in concrete for over 30 years. He's only in his mid-50s. So I see him, and he's complaining about his knee hurting. I x-ray his knee, and, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, he absolutely needs his knee replaced, which Amazingly, Church Health has the ability to do that. We can do it. It's not going to cost him a dime. The doctor's going to donate their time. Smith and Nephew is going to donate the joint. The hospital would write off the bill. It's a Memphis miracle, to be honest. So I'm ready to set this up for him. And this is back in the early spring. And he says to me, "Will I need to miss work?" And I'm going, "We're getting ready to replace your knee. You're going to have to miss some work." Well, as it turns out, you know, he's the sole breadwinner for his family, and the summer's coming, and this is when you pour concrete. And he finally says to me, "Well, you know, for now, the duct tape works just fine." So we're making a plan. We're getting him through the summer, and then when the winter comes, we're going to replace his knee. But that's the sort of people we take care of. It is an incredible story, but it's not actually that unusual a story.
It's what you are always telling me, the folks who you see generally are incredibly hardworking people. Well, honestly, they're musicians. You see a lot of musicians too, none of whom have health insurance because it doesn't come with a 401. Being a musician doesn't come with a 401k and with a health insurance plan, I guess.
I mean, I can walk down Beale Street and virtually everybody playing down there, I've probably seen them at some point. Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's funny because we hear so much about that St. Jude takes care of people without paying, it doesn't ask them to pay a penny. But the story you just told, someone can have their knee replaced. The working people in the city can be taken care of at Church Health without paying a penny. Only if we collect enough pennies to help you do it, and that is...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you mentioned St. Jude. I mean, St. Jude is our friends, but what happens when an international family comes to Memphis and we're taking care of that child and mom gets breast cancer? Church Health takes care of mom. That's our relationship with them, and we've been doing this for many, many years. So... yeah, to your point is, you know, we're not a federally funded anything. Church Health is a true charity. We have to raise $20 million a year to keep our doors open. So that's why things like Giving Day are really important.
And by the way, down there at the helped make Crosstown possible because of your commitment to move, early commitment to move into Crosstown. So very integral to making Crosstown possible. All right, tell me about Giving Day, though. Giving Day is tomorrow. People give what they can, then go to the website and basketball? Basketball, Scott? What's the basketball?
Hey, so we are, you know, I'm a professional beggar. I'll do anything. So, my basketball days are pretty much in the past, about 3 or 4 decades, but I've been sucked in to play in some elaborate game of horse. I am hoping it might be a team event because one of the people I see and work with every day is Elliot Perry, and they don't know yet. I'm thinking about trying to recruit Elliot to play with me.
Elliot will help.
Elliot doesn't know that yet. If Elliot's listening, call me this afternoon.
But people can – I wasn't even aware there was a gym at Crosstown. There's a gym at Crosstown, and people can swing by and check out the gym. There's a basketball tournament.
There's a high school at Crosstown, High School, and so their nickname is the Yetis, and so the gym is called the Icebox. It's incredibly cool, and if you just want to come and check out the gym, the basketball, there's 18 teams playing in a 3-on-3 tournament starting at 4:30, so that will just be fun. And then afterwards, if you haven't been to Crosstown Brewery, there's a wrap-up party at 6 o'clock at Crosstown Brewery. I mean, these are all things that if you've been thinking, hey, I ought to go down to Crosstown, here's a reason just to come for that.
How is Crosstown?
Crosstown's amazing. I was in our other space for 30 years, and I never give it a thought. You know, there are 3,000 people in Crosstown every day. It is truly what I believe is possible in Memphis. It's the most diverse place I've ever seen. I mean, it's rich, poor, black, white, Latino. In my opinion, it's what's possible in God's imagination.
And then finally, so people can go. They should go to the website to give. Is that right? It's churchhealth.org?
Yeah, again, churchhealth.org. Okay. And it's Giving Day, and you can make any gift. I can tell you right now that you know, any gift matters. One thing we hope people would think about is a recurring gift where, you know, you don't have to think about it. Just, you know, whatever, $25, $50 you give every month, and, you know, you can stop giving whenever you want to, but that way we won't have to be asking you over and over again.
All right. And then finally, unrelated, you told me recently you bought tickets to go to the you are among those who are excited about the golf event in Memphis this week.
Oh, my God. Even my wife, Mary, who's never played golf. I mean, she got up this morning and goes, can't you get off work and go on Thursday and Friday? I mean, we already are planning on going Saturday and Sunday, and I'm not going Thursday and Friday. I actually have to work. But
you are
I'm excited about it.
That's good. All right, Scott, wonderful to talk to you. Oh, last thing. Tell people what it's like to be stung by a bee that you've swallowed.
So that was quite impressive. Mary and I were with you up in Traverse City up just a couple of weeks ago, and I'm riding on my bicycle, and I'm going down a hill, and I see something coming toward me, which I think is just a leaf. It blows right into my mouth, and then while I'm sitting there thinking, what is that? I feel a bee sting me in the back of my throat.
Oh.
And then it was quite something. Thank God I didn't die from it. But
I actually would have worried that you might have, like, that the inflammation might be such. I guess you'd, in that situation, if you're allergic, it probably is bad. But it was probably no fun as it was. Anyway, all right. We will send, if you don't give the church health, we will send legions of bees, people, out to sting you in the throat. Give the church health. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, that is the great Scott Morris. I made the point earlier in the show that the things that are great about Memphis are by and large things that people have that made happen. Someone had to decide that we are going to have the Green Line, and they made the Green Line happen. Crosstown, they could have knocked down the building. So that's too much trouble. Big building. What are we ever going to do with this thing? Someone had to decide to make it happen. Bringing the Grizzlies to town. Someone had to say, you know what? Enough of this NFL feeling bad about ourselves because we didn't get a team. Let's make that happen. And on, the Levitt Shell. Let's make that. All the good things. A big river crossing. There's a railroad bridge across the Mississippi. And someone had to say, let's turn this into a pedestrian bridge that's going to be cool and make that happen. And it's all because people in those moments decide to do something. And Scott is one of the people who moved here literally because it was one of the most underserved city in the country. He's got a degree from Divinity School and a degree from medical school. And he said, where can I put that to best use? So he comes to Memphis. He starts Church Health. They take care of 70,000 people a year. And we hear all about how when you walk through the doors of St. Jude, you don't pay a penny. Nothing can come out of your pocket. Well, the same is true at Church Health. And it is for people like that concrete worker who didn't want to stop working and get a new knee because he couldn't, because this is the time of year when he makes, and the duct tape is working just fine. I'll be honest, it's my favorite Memphis charity, and I urge you to give. Jeffrey, what is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, Jay Busby of Yahoo Sports, his NFL coverage is going to join Jason and John next at 11:25. Joe Theismann will also join them at 1:25. Jason Smith joins Giannotto and Jeffrey at 3 o'clock. The man of the hour, Kyle Porter of CBS Sports, will join GP at 4:25. Of course, Jeff at 5 o'clock.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back here tomorrow. But for now, I work here.
celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.